Hare Krishna. I'll be speaking about Guru Purnima or Vyas Purnima. Guru Purnima is the appearance anniversary of Srila Vyasadeva, the compiler of the Vedic literature. This event is directed towards Srila Vyasadeva. Thus, in some sampradayas, they refer to Guru Purnima. They refer Guru Purnima as Vyas Purnima. Traditionally, it is the day when the Guru is worshipped. Guru Purnima is observed on the full moon day in the month of Ashad, in honor of the sage Vyas. Formerly, on this day, Gurus, who were the traditional teachers, were honored by their disciples. When the second millennium, that is the Dwapar Yuga, overlapped the third millennium, the Treta Yuga, the great sage Srila Vyasadeva was born to Parshara Muni in the womb of Satyati, the daughter of Vashu, the fisherman. In Srila Vyasa's childhood, he was called Krishna because of his dark complexion and because he was born on an island at the confluence of the Sati and Mati rivers. He was called Dvaipayana. After dividing the Vedas, he got the name as Ved Vyas. There are some who say that Krishna Dvaipayana Ved Vyas took his birth at a place now known as Vyas Gufa, the cave of Srila Vyasadeva in present-day Nepal, on the road from Pakora to Kathmandu, which was in days of yore part of the kingdom of King Janak. There are also local records that support this statement, which say this was the ashram of Parshara Muni, and at this place Srila Vyas was conceived. They also lay claim that later Srila Vyas came back to that ashram and stayed there for some time, and this being why there is a small deity of him at the entrance of the cave. The Padma Puran, however, says that he was conceived on an island created by Parshara in the Yamuna River, in connection with the place known as the Soma Tirtha Ghat, as also mentioned in the Padma Lochan Prabhu's book entitled Yamuna Devi, the Personification of Prema Bhakti, page 24. Some also say that the birthplace was at Damauli. The story goes this way. Once, the hermit Parshara became attracted to a fisher girl of the name Matsyagandha, who was found inside a fish. The fish was actually a celestial maiden named Adrika, who conceived two children by collecting the semen of the king of Cheri, when his semen had fallen into the water of a river after seeing two animals engaged in coitus. Parshara Muni asked the beautiful Matsyagandha, so named because of her fishy aroma, to take him in a boat from one side of the river to the other. But the beauty of this damsel, her bodily movements from the rowing, aroused lusty desires in Parshara. When he sat close to her, she moved away and asked him not to violate her chastity. But Parshara Muni, being far too carried away, created an artificial fog on the river and seduced her right there in the boat. He then created an island in the river, and on that island the girl conceived a child in the womb. Parshara explained to her that even after the child was born, she would still remain a virgin, and the son born to her would be a portion of Lord Vishnu and would be famous throughout the three worlds. He would be a man of purity, the spiritual master of the entire world, and he would divide the Vedas. Srila Vyas soon grew into everything that Parshara Muni had described, and he had many disciples. Later in life, it is recorded that Srila Vyas returned to this island in the river and there he compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam. Recorded is another instance when Srila Vyas called for Ganeshji, the elephant-headed Dev, to write the Mahabharata as he related it to him. He did so only on one condition, that Srila Vyas Dev would continually recite, and Ganeshji, having understood each and every word, the meaning of each and every word, wrote down the Mahabharata. The word Vyas means one who describes elaborately. This festival of Guru Purnima or Vyas Purnima is observed by keeping a fast and worshipping Guru Vyas Dev for his blessings to gain wisdom. We also listen to the pastimes and glories of Srila Vyas Dev on this day. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.